Well, hello, church family. This is Pastor James, and we are in week three of our podcast in our series, Draw Near to God. I hope and I pray that your week has been good. Today, we're going to go a little bit deeper into Pastor Steve's sermon from this past week. As many of you know, we are in a series called Draw Near to God. The vision for FBC this year is that 2018 would be the year that we draw near to God. So as you might have been noticing, we have different resources for you so that you can draw near to God this year. All of our resources are available on our website, www.fbcbrownsville.com. Please go online and check them out. Pastor's sermon title this past week was A Love Letter from God. The whole concept of the sermon was that we should draw near to God because of the love that God has for us. He gave us many scriptures on Sunday, and hopefully you took the sermon notes home and have read through some of them. Let me just give you a quick plug to explain what you should be doing with those notes. We have put together a Draw Near to God journal notebook so that you can put the sermon notes in the journal and use them throughout the week. We will also be producing other things like prayer pages, podcast note pages, and daily devotional pages for you to use and put in your journal. Be sure to go by one of our new welcome centers and pick one up. I'm not going to go through every scripture, but I do want to highlight one in particular that I believe is significant and vital to our spiritual growth. In John 1, verses 12 through 13, we see a picture of adoption. John is explaining how we have become children of God. He explains that we become children of God not because we have been born of blood or by the will of man, but because we have been born again or born of the Spirit. In verse 12, John tells us that we have been given the right to become children of God because of our decision to receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. Our adoption into the family of God has absolutely nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. I know what many of you might be thinking, James, I've heard that before, or I learned that in Sunday school when I was 8 years old. While that may be true, I believe that it is essential to our spiritual growth that we be reminded of the fact that God starts his love letter to us with adoption. The Bible says that he first loved us and that is the reason that we can come to him. So when we try and flesh out James 4:8, the drawing near actually begins with us acknowledging that he loved us first and that is the reason we can draw near to him. You see, sometimes we forget how it feels when we first fell in love with God. God becomes our strength, our sustainer, our help in the time of need, and our provider. We count on God because we know that he will always be there. But we become complacent with the pursuit of him. I correlate it to when a couple are in the newlywed stage of their marriage. It's all lovey-dovey. Everything's so grand and surreal. They want to spend every waking hour with each other. The love that they have for each other is strong. Then life happens. They have a couple of kids. Life gets busy. And if they are not careful, they become complacent and take each other for granted. If they do not continue to pursue each other, then they will never draw near to each other and have a godly, intimate relationship. We find ourselves in the same situation with God. If we forget how much God loves us and how much in love with him we are, we stop pursuing him. We become complacent in our pursuit of God and we will not draw near to him, which becomes a huge problem because if we do not draw near to God, then the assumption is that he will not draw near to us. Our focus every day has to be centered on the fact that we have been bought at a price. We are not our own. The blood of Jesus has paid the ransom for our souls. This good news, the gospel, should motivate us to pursue and love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, because it is in the pursuit of God that we find ourselves drawing near to him every day. I hope this podcast has been encouraging you today. We look forward to seeing you all this weekend, and I hope and pray that you will draw near to God this week.